yeah, I'd never experienced anything like that. I was so nervous, just kind of didn't really know what to do with myself. But then once we started playing, it was just like, it's super loud and there's just like all of this space. And I think once I started doing it, it was like, I've done this before.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, Injury Reserve, Bia, and Music Soul Child all come to the city. I talk with Pyle about Primavera and Boston Calling, and oh yeah, Boston Calling is this week. Welcome back. Yeah, we're a week away from our 10th anniversary, our 10-episode anniversary. Either way, it's a busy week. Welcome back to Lust for Live Boston. I am your host, Cliff Notes. I am the plug for all things happening. We got a lot going on, obviously, with Boston Calling, but there are other things to do. Let me help you, starting with Wednesday. All right, let's start in Brighton. And we got the Injury Reserve coming to Paradise Rock Club. This is classic hip-hop, jazz, experimental, funky shit. Their latest project is By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Came out last year. Pretty awesome. If you're a fan of JPEG Mafia and how unpredictable his music is, this shit is for you. Over at the Rockwell in Somerville, you got Posture and the Grizzly. If you're a fan of bands like You Blew It or The Worst Party Ever, although those are negative sounding names, those are also great bands, just like Posture and the Grizzly is. If you even went to that Cloud District show, this is a show for you. The last thing I got for you on Wednesday, Allison DeGroot over at Club Passim. Good old folk singer, songwriter. I heard banjos are involved. You always get a win with that. All right, let's talk Thursday. And first off, at the Paradise, again, we got Prince Daddy and the Hyena. American rock from upstate New York. They got a great song and video for their song, Shoelaces, which is kind of nostalgia as fuck. I'm a fan of what they're doing over at Pure Noise Records. Okay, over at the Leader Bank Pavilion, which used to be known as the Blue Hills Pavilion down on the Seaport, you got a local legend. Bia is coming through. Now, she's technically not the headliner, but it's who we care about. The headliner is Russ, also a great performer, great rapper, but definitely check that out. Also, you got Jay Blavin, one of the biggest Colombian artists ever. He walks so Bad Bunny could run. Jay Blavin is going to be at the TD Garden. The last thing I got for you, Thursday, three-piece Chicago-based indie rock band Dead. They got Bless, which is spelled out 81355. They're both going to be at Brighton Music Hall. Check out Loner or Bad Love for a little insight into my emotional being. Get a good idea of what the band's about. All right, Friday, you got Bone Thugs and Harmony. I meet you at the crossroads. That's classic stuff. If you didn't see the verses, remember when Busy Bone was acting all wild? That was either way, Bone Thugs and Harmony at House of Blues. That's going to be great. Over at Big Night Live, you got Oliver Heldens. This is a DJ bringing that Rotterdam vibe to the city. Check it out. Fire in My Soul is a great song to run to if you like having heart attacks. Last thing for Friday is Cruella at the Grand. More electronic dance music. If you're a fan of Deadmau5 or Zedd, or you just like to party, go to the Grand.
Oh, yeah.
Inside Scoop. It's that part of the show where we invite the important people in the city that make things happen. This week, no different from the last. According to Hot Stove Cool Music, this is a Boston all-star. According to my heart, this is one of my best friends, amazing musician, Will Daly. Will Daly has done so much for the city, including just giving us classics. This week, he gives us the inside scoop.
What's up, everybody? This is Will Daly from Will Daly, and I'm here with your hot take. This weekend, when you're at Boston Calling, you're gonna need that place to go where you can just take a breath. I recommend the Happy Valley Tent. Happy Valley is the cannabis sponsor of the festival, a wonderful cannabis brand from Massachusetts that is helping greater Boston artists thrive right now. And you can go to the tent. I'll be there hanging out all weekend, get some non-infused gummies, hang out with some wonderful people. I will see you in the tent. I will see you at the fest. I hope.
Thank you again to Will Daly for being a great friend, role model, and inside scoop. You can check Will out at the Happy Valley tent this Saturday, Sunday, and Friday, all throughout Boston Calling. Make sure you also follow Will on all social accounts. Anyways, let's head on back to event highlights. All right, Saturday. Now, if for whatever reason you are not in Boston and you're stuck in Western Mass, which isn't a bad place to be stuck, trust me, I got some good news for you. Out at one of my favorite places at Mass Mocha, you got the Wilco Solid Sound Fest, and it is kind of dope as fuck. First of all, you got Wilco headlining, obviously. Then you got Sylvian Esso. You got Japanese Breakfast. You got Jeff Tweedy and Friends. No idea who the Friends are, but you gotta trust Jeff Tweedy's got some good friends. Then you got Sun Ra and the orchestra, directed by Marshall Allen. Then you got Wiki. And even Nick Offerman is gonna show up. No idea what he's gonna do, but he'll be there. That's at Mass Mocha. That's Friday through Sunday. All right, another thing for your Saturday. I got a reunion show for you people who have been around for the Boston punk scene for a while. Tijuana Sweetheart, Razors in the Night, and special guest Sky Tigers at Sonya Boston. It's been 10 years since these bands have played, and they have collaborated on a 7-inch single that you can get on Bandcamp right now. Make sure you see that show Saturday, Sonya. Now, I also heard about an after party that's happening at the Sinclair. If you see the obligatory set from Future Legends Earth Gang at Boston Calling, you should head over to the Sinclair on Saturday. They're doing a little after party. No idea what that entails, but it's got to be amazing. Last thing I got for you on Saturday is Peaches, the Pink Princess legend, is going to be at House of Blues Saturday and Sunday. Make sure you check that out. Now, if you aren't seeing Peaches on Sunday, there are a bunch of DJs coming through town. I only know one of them, but the other ones look pretty cool. Let's start with the ones I don't know. It's DJ Paolo at Royale. Looks like he just is playing global DJ music, and Royale's not a bad place to be after a Boston Calling set performed by yours truly. And you also got Yellow Claw at Memoir Boston, a new venue I haven't heard of, but looks like a pretty cool club. And the last thing is DJ Esco at the Grand. I know DJ Esco because he has great hair. You should check his hair out, and you should check out that show at the Grand. That's Sunday. All right, on to Monday. Let's talk about nostalgia real quick. Specifically, nostalgia at the City Winery, which they've been doing a really good job of bringing some really good nostalgic acts to. Them and the Orpheum. But City Winery on Monday is for the 80s and 90s indie rock fans, you know, bands like the Pixies or specifically Throwing Muses. Y'all remember them? They had a big song called Bright Yellow Gun. It was a hit. But specifically, Kristen Hirsch of Throwing Muses is going to be doing a solo set. And then also Fred Abong, also of Throwing Muses, is going to be opening. So it's not Throwing Muses playing, but pretty close. Either way, that's a City Winery. Next thing I got for you is just something that caught my eye because this is two separate bands. This is This Body Is... dot, dot, dot. That's the name of the band. And the second band is With Arms Like Roses. And this is at O'Brien's. O'Brien's is good for having a show like this. The only reason why I'm laughing is because when you read it together, it goes, This Body Is With Arms Like Roses. I don't know. My mind works mysterious ways. So does O'Brien's. This is going to be a cool show over at O'Brien's. Make sure you check that out on Monday. Last thing I got for you is a $5 show over at the Midway Cafe. You can't beat that. This is Kevin McCourt. I don't really know this band, but from what it looks like in the picture of the show, is four bros standing straight face outside of a window with single candles illuminating their faces. And for some reason, I can get into that. So check that out. That's over at the Midway Cafe on Monday. All right, Tuesday, last day of the week, at least according to Lust for Live. That's all that really matters. And over at the Sinclair, you got indie electro pop group from New Zealand, Broods. They're over at the Sinclair. They got a new project called Cow Tears, which, LOL, has a couple slaps on there. Atlantic Records rarely doesn't know what they're doing with their artists. So check that out. Bruce Sinclair. Next is Post Animal over at the Brighton Music Hall. Psychedelic rock, if you need a comparison, look no further than Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. Full disclosure, listening to this band took me down a rabbit hole from which I feel I can never get that time back unless I went to the show. So you might see me there. Who knows? One place where you may definitely see me is Music Soul Child over at the City Winery. Now, Music Soul Child is probably one of the main reasons why I joined choirs and stuck with the choirs that my parents forced me to go into, and just really want to become a singer when I was younger. Just like, he's a classic soul R&B singer. Sticks with me for the rest of my life. Make sure you check that out. That's going to be an amazing date idea, trust me. If you want to propose to somebody at this show, this would be a great show to do it at. All right. Now, you know that there's a lot more that happened this week that we haven't gotten to yet. And of course, we're going to explain a bit more of it on our later parts of the show. We still got the drop coming up. We still got our interview coming up with Pyle. We still got our cultural update. So many things. Thank you so much for tuning in. For 9 straight episodes. You like what we're doing? Make sure you follow us on social media. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube if you want to hear the full interviews. We only put a snippet of the interviews here on the show. The whole thing is up on our YouTube page. But yeah, make sure you follow us. Lust for Live BOS on all accounts. I am Cliff Notes, CLIFFNOTEZZ. You might have seen some pictures of me around the city. Listen to those photos. Either way, coming up next, we gotta pay some bills first. But then, we got one of my favorite parts. The infamous, the illustrious, the magnificent, the wondiferous.
The draw.
The draw.
The draw. The draw.
And welcome back. Welcome back to The Drop, y'all. This is that time of the show where I give my inside scoop. What is happening? What is the word? What is the business in this city that we call home, Boston, Massachusetts? Now, it's very hard to pick a big thing that's happening that everybody else isn't already talking about, but let me give you some inside knowledge as a person who is performing at this event. We're talking about the one and only Boston Calling, happening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Harvard Athletic Facility area. Now, Boston Calling has been around for a while, and if you have been following my career, you know that I've had, you know, my back and forth with them for a while. You can go back in time and check out the festival I put together called Boston Answering. Now, is that the reason why I'm on this festival? Probably not. It might be because it's great music. Because there's a lot of great music that I make. There's also a lot of great music from bands that I'm looking forward to checking out. Specifically, Nine Inch Nails. I grew up a film score and very depressed. So Trent Reznor is a hero of mine. Run the Jewels, of course. Black Pumas, I love Colors. It's one of my warm-up songs. Obviously, you gotta check out The Strokes. You got Earth Gang. Then locally, you gotta check out Avenue, Miranda Ray, obviously my sister Oompa. There's so much that you can see. And of course, more than anything, you gotta check out me on Sunday. That's happening on the Blue Stage. This is gonna be my first Boston Calling. I was supposed to perform 2 years ago, but there was a pandemic that happened. I'm hoping to make the best out of this one. That's it for The Drop. Coming up next is our interview section, and this week was a treat. I get to talk to local legend Rick McGuire of Pyle. Now, Pyle is also no stranger to Boston Calling. They played back in 2019. We get to chop it up about that. I get some advice on performing on big stages, and they tell me about their upcoming show at the Sinclair May 30th, and ahead of their festival performance at Primavera in Spain. Check it out.
I don't know. I think getting into a groove with the band, like we're yet to get to any rehearsals. So I think The idea of having that sort of just running songs, and by the time that we're actually playing, having that sort of confidence and the sort of like flow, getting back into it. Because then those three shows lead up to us playing a festival in Spain, playing in Primavera.
Oh, nice.
So the idea is to like kind of build up to that, since we just haven't played together. And, you know, I mean, we did the record, but it's just very different from like having an audience. So, I've had the luxury. I did like a 2 month solo tour. So I've at least gotten comfortable with that, just playing in front of people. But yeah, I'm excited to have that sort of synergy with the band. But speaking of festivals, I saw you're playing Boston Calling.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's gonna be interesting. It's if it makes me feel great to hear that you're a few months away from playing Primavera and you haven't gotten to rehearsals yet. but yeah, this is my first Boston Calling this year. It's gonna be interesting. I was supposed to play a couple years ago, but obviously the pandemic. But I'm glad they brought me back.
Nice, man. Yeah, I played in 2019, and it was a trip.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Was that the same year that Still Gold played?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. And Eminem and all. That was a great festival. Well, do you have any advice for people playing festivals?
I don't know if I do. I mean, I think that it's just sort of approach it like... I guess just have fun with it, you know. Like it's a great opportunity, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing as if you just have like a little bit more space to play with. So
I could use that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the first time that I played like a big festival, and it was I had no experience with it. Was in Madrid, and. Started working with a new booking agent over there, and he was like, I got you on this festival over here, and we just flew over there for a one-off, and it was like Nine Inch Nails and Depeche Mode and Queens of the Stone Age and all that, and that was like the day that we were playing, and I'd never experienced anything like that. I was so nervous, just kind of didn't really know what to do with myself, but then once we started playing, it was just like, it's super loud. And there's just like all of this space, and I think once I started doing it, it was like, I've done this before. It's just like a different.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. I feel good. Not super nervous, more just like anxious. Just like, let's do it. This is gonna be the biggest stage I've played so far. And I played other festivals, but not to this size. Like nothing bigger than 5,000. So this is gonna be interesting.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's gonna be great. It'll be a great time. And yeah, actually, I wanted to mention I saw you perform with Oompa. This must have been like 4 years ago.
Wow, when we were babies.
And locale.
Where was this?
Cuisine and locale, like upstairs from Once.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Yeah.
That was my first headlining show. Like 10 people were in that audience.
Yeah, I was born.
That's amazing. That is wild. That's wild that you were there. Maybe who told you to go to maybe because it was an Austin Pudding show? Because that's how I found out about y'all. Was through Christine. Like we were big champion you guys over at Austin Pudding.
Yeah, Christine's awesome. I'm trying to remember what that, like, who else was on that show, because I feel like I was just, it was at a time where I was just like, I was kind of going to shows whenever, and yeah, y'all were great.
Yeah, I can't even remember who was on that show, to be honest with you. I guess I'll never forget that show, because you go from playing in front of 9 people, to now playing Boston Calling, I guess. Thanks for putting that in perspective. I gotta like use it as a story. Thank you again to Rick for a dope conversation. That's one thing I love about our city is like just the fact that Rick was just at my first show ever, and now ahead of Boston Calling, he's able to just be like, hey, this is what it is. That only happens in small cities like ours. That's why we're so special. Anyways, off of my soapbox. Now, Rick is going to be playing with Pyle. Again, that's May 30th. They'll also be out in Brooklyn and Providence as well before those shows. So make sure you check them out. Coming up next, we got our cultural update. Lots of things happen in the city. Probably because of Boston Calling. Either way, you're hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. Am I the horse in that statement? I don't know. I don't really know proverbs like that. Either way,
ladies and cultural gentlemen, updates. May I have your attention, please?
Culture updates. Culture. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm sorry. That's enough of that. Let's get into the cultural update. We got the Haley House Block Party. That's happening next Saturday, June 4th. Mark your calendars. Make sure you're there. You're going to have Spark FM there. You're going to have JP Hong. You're going to have Carl, Isaac, and band. It's going to be a dope little night. That's on Montgomery Street, right in the block in the South End. All right, next thing I got for you. You know we talk a lot about live music, but that's not the only thing happening in our city. You know we are big on our visual arts and museum culture, and I want to talk about installation and exhibits that are coming to the city. So let's talk about PBD Essex Museum. We got an exhibit opening called On This Ground, Being and Belonging in America. This explores how art can help us understand what it means to belong to a family, community, and this place we now call America. It's over 250 artworks on display spanning 10,000 years. That's going to be opening up at the PBD Essex Museum on Sunday the 29th and running through next February. All right, now while we're on the conversation about art museums, let's talk about Harvard Art Museums at night. There's nothing better than an art museum than being able to drink in one, I've heard. Now, this is a monthly event that happens on the last Thursday of every month, and the last Thursday of this month is the 26th. That's tomorrow if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday. If you're not listening to this episode on Wednesday, that means you're probably not subscribed. Fix that. Either way, this is a cool little event happening Harvard Art Museum, 32 Quincy Street, right in Harvard Square, obviously. I may see you there. All right, and the last thing I got for you for cultural updates is on the 28th, it's a Saturday at 8 p.m., you've got Worcester's 5th annual Dabathon with Apathy. Now, the Dabathon is not for the boomers who think that this is just a bunch of kids doing dabs. I guess technically it is that, but it's not the one with the dancing. It's the weed one. I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Either way, that's in Worcester. There'll be music there. Lots of great performance, including my friend DJ Slipwax. And that's going to do it for cultural updates for the week. Culture. Roll updates. Culture. All right. I'm sorry, I'm in a really goofy mood this week. It's going to be a fun week. Let's pay a bill. I wish it was my student loans, but it's not. Let's pay that bill. We'll be back. All right. That's right. We had an end of another great episode. That wraps it up for episode 9, Lust for Live, Boston. Special thanks to our guest, Rick from Pyle. Special thanks to our inside scoop, Will Daly, / Happy Valley. This episode was recorded and produced by me. I am Cliff Notes. Additional production and engineering and mixing and writing by Hipstery and the Hipstery Studios. Executive producer Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly Carioli, and producer Chris O'Keefe. I don't want to have to keep asking y'all to keep following, but it's a real easy thing to do. It's of no benefit to us, or at least not as it is for you. Sometimes I'll be rhyming and shit, you know, sometimes. Anyways, We're released weekly, every weekly. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. Make sure you follow us on social medias, Lust for Live, BOS. Make sure you email us if you got an inside scoop, inside knowledge, anything. Lust for Live, BOS at doubleelvis.com. I will see you all on Sunday. I'm counting on it. I will need your help to crowd surf. Until then, lust is only for the living, and live is how we live it. Now I'm just fucking up on purpose, I swear.